Industry figures are warning thousands of jobs are at stake if China follows through on a threat to impose tariffs on Australian wine imports. The country's announced a year-long investigation into claims Australia's been dumping cheap wine onto the Chinese market. It's the latest example of China seemingly punishing Australia via trade after tariffs were imposed on barley and beef imports earlier this year. Political reporter Tom Eagledon has more.
Wine exports have long been seen as a potential target of China's aggressive trade policies, but producers thought they were safe until yesterday.
Our first reaction was surprise. We weren't expecting this.
That's Tony Battling, CEO of Australian Grape and Wine, which represents exporters. A complaint from a group of Chinese wine producers to the country's Commerce Ministry accuses Australian exporters of selling wine below cost to Chinese customers in a practice known as dumping. But Tony Battling says that's preposterous.
China is our biggest market for wine exports, and it's also our highest price point market. So we sell wine at a higher price in China than any other market. So to suggest that we are dumping on that market just makes no economic sense to us.
China's already effectively shut down Australian barley exports worth $1 billion a year with an 80% import tariff. The wine trade to China is worth $1.2 billion.
If we had a large tariff imposed, it would definitely have a large economic impact.
Would we be talking about thousands of jobs?
Yeah, we employ probably 40,000, 50,000 people in direct and indirect jobs in the wine sector. I think it would definitely be in the thousands.
But tariffs are way off yet. Australian producers will now need to answer detailed technical questions from Chinese investigators as the Commerce Ministry undertakes its inquiry.
We know that the timing is August 2021, and even if there is found to be a dumping issue, then it still has to demonstrate there is damage caused to the Chinese production industry, and then you have to assess what those damages are, and then you have to look at what sort of additional tariff impost you would put on.
Richard McGregor is a senior fellow at the Lowy Institute who worked for many years as a journalist in China. He says the technical details may not end up being what matters here.
I think it's pretty transparently a political action. The Commerce Ministry in China, which handles trade, has long been annoyed at Australia's use of anti-dumping actions. But even given all of that, I think we can be pretty sure that this is about the bilateral relationship.
And that relationship's been going from bad to worse for years. It's been over a year, for example, since the Australian Trade Minister, Simon Birmingham's been able to talk directly to his Chinese counterpart.
It's pretty clear that Australia has displeased China on any number of fronts. If China has not had much success in changing Australian policy or behaviour, I think the best way that they see to do that is to put pressure on Australia, as it were, on our economy and our producers of agricultural products, and hoping that that feeds back into the political system.
That's the Lowy Institute's Richard McGregor, ending Tom Eagledon's report.